Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in 2 Samuel chapter 6, where we have seen David give full expression to his worship of God for restoring worship back to Israel. And we said yesterday that this was done in humility. But I've got a question for you today. How much more humble should our worship be? You see, we have Jesus, who disrobed himself of all the trappings of eternal majesty and glory and took on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death on a cross as a despised and dirty criminal. He didn't just bring the offering to the mercy seat that would atone for sin. He was the offering himself. Not only that, he won forgiveness for the repentant. Eternity secured for the believer. Hope is gained for the weak. Adoption papers signed in the blood of Jesus. Peace secured. Wrath averted. Victory over sin made possible. Death and hell avoided. Life and liberty accomplished. So why shouldn't we rejoice? When a person grows in understanding all that God has done on behalf of the believer, that person's humility should deepen and their expressions become fuller. What we must do is examine what we see in the pages of Scripture against our own lives. Is there humble, full rejoicing in our lives? Will that mean that sometimes people break out in dancing in the aisles? Well, I sure hope so. Will it mean people will shed quiet tears of joy and awe? Yes. Where there'll be high fives and bear hugs and loud singing and shouts of praise? There should be. Will there be hoops and hollers? Of course. All of this and perhaps more done with all of our might, but watch this, all done with growing expressions of humility and all done before the Lord, Coram Deo, which spills out into the everydayness of our lives. As you pray today, please remember Dennis Lopez and his family, our national changemakers in Honduras. And also remember the Vietnamese LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Vietnam.